Is this the calm before the storm? Long-term investors know this has been an abnormally generous period in the stock market. And even if investors aren't looking at market tables, they might feel in their guts that this can't continue. I would have to agree. Fortunately, there aren't very many market commentators around who would dare to repeat the silly mantra from the prior two bull markets by saying, "The stock market is different now," as if it was always going to go up. If anything, most investors are worried about when the next bear market will hit us. Recent political and economic headlines have provided investors with plenty of reasons to be worried, but how worried should we really be? The answer comes down to how well your portfolio is positioned to defend against, or even to benefit from, volatility. Equity investors have really been spoiled for the past 2.5 years. The last month that the MSCI ACWI IMI Net Global Equity Index was down more than 5% in a month was in January of 2016, when it lost 6.27%. But volatility has been low for nearly a decade. If we look at all the months since March of 2009, when the recovery from the Great Recession started, we can't even find a double-digit loss. The worst month was a 9.76% loss in September of 2011. But the next month, the market was up 10.83%, so investors quickly forgot about it. This is in sharp contrast to what happened in 2008, when 8 of 12 months were down months, and October gave us a loss of 20.22%. Returns have also been high for nearly a decade. During the 112 months from March of 2009 through June of 2018, global equities have been positive 66% of the months, and the average monthly return has been a whopping 1.18%. That's an arithmetic average, not a geometric average, for the math geeks out there. That rate of return, after adjusting for a very modest rate of inflation, is about double the long-term average. Any disciplined investor who still had a portfolio to work with after the credit crisis has felt the relief of watching those brokerage account statements post higher and higher numbers. At some point, should we be looking to pull our chips off the table? Perhaps, and a good financial plan will let you know if it makes sense to do that. But keep in mind that with interest rates still very low, the penalty for being safe is still a rate of return that may not keep up with inflation. Our analysis shows that there are a multitude of ways to prepare for more volatility without going to cash. We're releasing our new 20-year market forecast this month, as well as an analysis of the optimal ways to combine different portfolio strategies to suit almost any investor's situation. Soon we will be sending out our updated forecasts in the BIP Wealth Financial Planning Agreement, but we will give a sneak preview in our 2018 Q3 quarterly market report. Thanks for listening today. This is Eric Kramer, Chief Investment Officer at BIP Wealth. Goodbye for now, and I look forward to seeing you in one of our upcoming quarterly market report lunches or on the webcast.